because our original founders, and it was a group of 10 or 12 survivors, knew that if you just saw a photo on a wall, after a while it wouldn't mean anything to you anymore. It's, okay, there was a wall. But if you saw a picture of your neighbor, and you saw your neighbor's story, that you would remember. It would have some impact. So as you go through our permanent exhibit, you'll see a lot of things that tell you about the Holocaust through the eyes and the stories of survivors of the Holocaust who moved to Houston. And I'll show you some of that when we go. I'll give you a quick walkthrough and we'll show you some of that. But you learn, for example, Haya Vavir is one of our survivors here. You'll see her picture on the wall, and you'll see the names of all of her family that didn't survive. And then as you go around the corner, you see her mother had to give her up. You learn that her mother had to give her up when she was just 2. She was an infant, to put her into hiding so that she would be saved. Her father was murdered. She lost her mother when she was 2. You go around the corner and you see the baby dress that Haya's mother saved for her when she gave her up. She kept the baby dress to remember her by her. After the war, Haya actually went back and found her mother, still alive, and she still had the baby dress. So you see that part of the war in very human eyes, and that's how we tell the story of the Holocaust, is through the eyes of real people with real stories and real evidence to back it up.